friends and fellow adventurers, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, a place where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our big number level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Blardimus Slump, Thunder Mammoth, Elisa Ellie, Das Chris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Jason K, Dickie Lopez, Carnifex, Alex K, Mordine, Toma El Laka, Dr. Grinnis, Forevermore, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Treehugger, Darren W, Gold Rhino, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, and Fig Tier. Thank you all for your support. And now a recap of Session 94. We're deep in the Zolgath camp, and after dealing with all of their dinosaurs, we go find a place where some fiends are hanging out. As per usual, the wizard tries to talk to them, and they don't want tea. Combat starts. All of the fiends are terrifying, but not all of them are tough. Two go down quickly. A swarm gets AoE killed before we even know it's there. The final two giant bug fiends are tough bastards, one of whom eats Jeb. Moonlight drops some ridiculous spells, and Beach Pie crits a lot, and they get squished. That leaves only the Gug slave camps and the siege tower left to deal with.
So we've got some fucking Gugs to go kill, huh?
I think I'm still good on spells to go kill the Gugs. The wizard just chilled out like that whole combat.
Yeah, I don't have combat spells, to be honest.
So here's where we're at. You're in the enclosure with some dead Zilverex. You can start your healing process. This seems to be a safe, air quote, safe location to do this. You don't believe there was any alert. You know, no one was alerted to your presence. Also, Wizard, your slime perks up.
In this room?
Yep.
Magic! Where does he move, or where does he go?
There are some piles of... You're not entirely certain what... Like straw and some sinew, maybe shards of bone, hard to say. But in this thing, there's a stone.
Okay.
Little stone, covered in blood and viscera, but a little stone.
I make a check on it. What is it?
Go ahead with Arcana, it's fine.
41.
This is something called a stone bullet. It is a 15th level sling bullet. This is special ammunition, and it's consumable.
How much is it worth?
1,300 gold.
That's an expensive bullet.
That's a super expensive bullet. That's all that's in here as far as interesting things to find, aside from the gore and the lingering smell.
Does that include the outside enclosure?
If you would like to search the outside enclosure, you haven't really gone out there to do so yet.
We will. Dude, that's a really fucking cool bullet, actually. Did you guys look at what it does?
It is cool if we could
use it. But it's just like a cool flavor to it, like what it is.
I do technically have a sling. My to hit with it is terrible.
I was gonna say, yeah, to hit would probably suck.
What if we just, like, slap somebody with... Does it work if we, like, slap somebody with it?
Instead Dude, of, like, telekinetic projectile.
If I turned a telekinetic projectile into somebody, would that work?
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
I see absolutely no reason why that would not work.
I am 100% cool with us not selling it and letting Moonlight use it for whenever Swanee feels like it's the right moment.
Hell yeah, I love that. But anyway, I'm going to make a medicine check at a DC 20 using Ward Medic for, I guess, myself and Jeb to start with for the first 10 minutes. I do crit.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah, you heal 23, Mr. Jeb. I heal 28.
Do you have continual recovery or not? No.
I do have continual recovery. I have continual recovery and ward medic now.
Can I just battle medicine myself?
You can.
I'm seeing where
I mean, we don't need to, though. It's a waste of... I mean...
Oh, right. Because I can just medicine this.
We're not in a hurry.
I'll take another 10 minutes on Jeb and I, and we'll crit again. Heal another 30.
What is the next DC level, and what is the benefits of it? Is it...
DC 30 is an additional... is 30 hit points extra instead of 10.
I'd like to spend some time searching the outside enclosure during that time as well.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
We'll take twice as long as always, because I roll like shit. 28.
You don't find anything of real note. There's no creatures out here. You find the occasional little Akushungi skittering around, but it runs from you as soon as you get within sight, scampers away like...
My slime doesn't find anything either.
Slime doesn't go off at all. You do find underneath the large, perch you know, it's like the size of a tree trunk that goes across the top of this enclosure. Under that perch, you find some strange drips of what would be like a puddle of maybe feces, maybe acid. It's hard to say.
I can tell the difference between feces and acid. Come on now.
Then it's both. There's acidic
feces.
Acidic feces.
The Wiz knows all about acidic feces. Oh, I'm sorry. The Wiz doesn't. Ted knows all about acidic feces. Every time I eat ghost pepper hot sauce from burrito wings.
acidic feces. Give me a religion check.
29.
You're not really sure what they came from.
I get an at 20 with a 42.
Swatties.
To
look around the enclosure.
You see nothing of note aside from what I've mentioned so far.
Yep, that's what I use my nat 20s for.
You got it.
Whole bunch of nothing. And I don't have a religion check, so.
Makes that pretty simple then. It's been just under an hour in the enclosure. Nobody comes by. It's still night. You might see the occasional patrol a couple of hundred yards away. No one ever gets that close to this location.
I suppose the place is shrouded. They probably won't even notice for a while that there's what was here is dead. But yeah, I'm good to head to the Gugs.
I might actually spend some time and swap up some of my spells, realizing that we probably are going to get into combat.
Yeah, I mean, I know we could, like, release the Gugs and hopefully they would go ham on the Zulgas, but I don't want to release that kind of thing on the populace of Willowside either.
Is that the plan, then? Sounds like you're headed to the Gug huts. It's separated from some of the other clutches camps in a little copse of trees just off the edge of the forest, on the edge of the welt here.
Wizard, if ever there was a time for you to shine with all your languages, go tell them to be free.
The Gugs?
Yeah, tell them to go back home, and we'll kill all of the masters.
Tell them to go kill Zulgas.
I'm not walking up by myself.
Cast second level invisibility and talk to him while you're invisible. This is coming from Moonlight, who has no idea about Gugs, and...
I don't have second level invisibility.
Well, I'll cast it on your own.
I have fourth level invisibility that only lasts 1 minute.
I can cast second level invisibility.
So you're going to make me go invisible and be like, go talk to them. The Wiz would be down for that, I guess. Like, sure. It's Ted that's hesitant. The Wiz would be fine with it. The Wiz would go for it, thinking about it. Like, he'd be like, sure.
Yeah. Problem is, I don't know that the Wiz is the one we want talking to these things.
Well, can anyone else talk to these things?
No, we got this. We got this. I can give you tongues. So would we like to spend 10 minutes for me to swap one of my fifth level spells to tongues for Moonlight? Tongues isn't personal, right? No, it's one creature. Okay. Yeah, I'll give...
Oh, jeez, it lasts an hour. Damn.
So, Swanny, I will give you tongues.
Explain this camp again.
You know, roughly, based on the reports that you received from Trevor, where the camp is. And you make your way to that direction, and you part through the trees. And as you go through the trees, you hear this vaguely in the distance, multitudes of... chomping and growling and hissing. As you approach that sound, you find that there are stakes driven into the ground, spaced evenly apart, around this semicircle of tents. The stakes have ghouls impaled onto them. And if you get close at all, they'll reach out and...
It's an alarm system? Oh my god!
In the middle of the semicircle of tents, the Gugs that are there, there are eight of them that you can see as you're approaching, stand up. And they were huddling around a mass of bone and mold and fungi in the middle. But they look over at you, because I didn't hear any casting of the invisibility sphere while you came over.
Nope.
Right?
We did not.
Okay. No, that's long gone.
Long gone. So they don't come to you. They don't approach you.
So it looks like they could just walk out of here if they wanted to?
They looked to be chained, but just their legs are chained together. Not to anything.
Like all eight are chained together?
No. Individually. Each of their two legs are chained together. That's it. So they might be hampered on movement, perhaps, but that's it. Interestingly, there are no Zolgath guards anywhere in sight, either. Then let's just have the wizard give me an occultism check.
Can it take twice as long or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that would be a 37.
You know about Gugs. You know what they are. You also remember an interesting bit of trivia about them. Gugs have an inexplicable fear of ghouls. This looks like a fence of ghouls surrounding this Gug camp. You take a second look at the Gugs, and they're eyeing the ghouls warily. They don't look worried about you. They see you, but they still look worried about the ghouls.
So we take out some ghouls and they go free?
Would you like to have some tea? Do I know what language Gugs speak?
Undercommon, most commonly.
Okay. It's funny, you don't have any languages, right?
I know Sylvan and Common.
Okay. I gave you tongues, though. That was the thing.
Tea? What is tea?
It's like a drink made from leaves. It's delicious. I make really good tea.
They eat like mold and fungus. That might not sound terrible to them.
It is plant-based, I guess.
All of them just look at each other and then they look back to you.
What do you want with us?
I just wanted to have some tea. The last creatures we ran into didn't want to have tea. They tried to eat us.
We would also like you to not
eat us.
Be forced to help the Zolgaths.
Then don't eat us.
You bring up the Zolgaths and they shuffle angrily, their chains clink and clatter together.
We don't like the Zolgaths, but we are theirs nonetheless.
If we freed you, what would you do?
They looked at each other.
Go home.
Where is home?
To the Darklands.
Because my multicolored friend here tells me these ghouls are what keep you here. We could get rid of them for you.
They bristle and they don't have hackles to rise. They're basically humanoids with giant gaping maws for heads.
What's in it for you?
Says the one that you're talking to.
Well, you no longer are forced to help the Zolgaths. That is a benefit to us, because we are against the Zolgaths.
Yes, Zolgaths bad, tea good.
Slavery bad, tea good.
If you remove the fence and kill the ghouls.
Do we have to kill all of them, or can we just kill a couple of them?
Just enough for us to get through. We need to find the closest entrance. Good thing it is the cover of night already.
Do we know of any entrances to the Darklands?
I don't think we've...
The one in Escadar.
I don't think we've heard of any.
The Wiz might?
Just randomly know anything?
The Wiz honestly might, from his old profession.
That's a good point.
At least he might have a general idea of where.
Get a little more Wiz backstory.
Backstory drop?
Yeah. Backstory drop here a little bit. Wizard, then go ahead and give me a... Oh, what's tied
knowledge remember
directly to that? Now I'm just trying to think of what would be tied directly to
it wouldn't
that.
Be society?
Society is what feels right to me.
I mean, my argument for society would be... the Darklands are basically a society. It's like there's society down there. I don't know.
My argument for society is I'm good at it.
I mean, that was my gut reaction before you even told me. So, yeah, let's go with the society
hero,
check.
Hero point it. Hero point it.
You want me to hero point
it? Do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus no. Christ, Ted. Seriously.
The exact same thing.
The Wiz just doesn't know. Yeah.
It's still a 31.
Yeah, 31. I am a master in society.
It's on the tip of your tongue. Sometimes memories slip from you. It's interesting, though, that you note to yourself that you know there's a memory that would help here, but you couldn't recall it, and do with that what you will.
Okay, bye.
I mean, I've been kind of playing it, that the Wiz is slowly remembering shit. He remembered Kinjana immediately.
You feel as though you absolutely should know where all of the entrances to the Darklands are throughout the entire Isle of Kortos. In fact, you can recall a few off the top of your head on the eastern and southern ends of the Isle. But in this section of Kortos, you just don't recall. something nearby. And they had to get here somehow, right?
Do you have guidance, wizard?
No.
No.
I do.
Do you, Spencer? We should really ask Spencer to cast guidance before we do these kind of things.
Real quick, one of the Gugs will say, "We know where the Zolgaths brought us up from. We would just have to find a divergent path quickly, lest we run into more of them."
Well, I mean, if you were free of your chains, you could probably take a few of them, right?
Of the Zolgaths?
Yes.
The clutches gathered are strong.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't run into a clutch. That'd be silly. Even we skirt around those. But if you ran into a patrol or something, you could probably handle that, right?
Devour them.
Nom nom nom.
Do they taste good?
No, they don't.
I feel like they taste like a smelly shoe.
It's not about the taste. It's about exerting oneself on the enemy.
Yeah, that's how Ted treats ghost pepper hot sauce. Okay.
We accept your terms.
So if we remove these ones on the north side, you should be okay?
Yes. One of them pipes up. What about Helg?
Excuse me, who? What? What is a Helg?
That is right. There is one more among our numbers, but they do not stay with us.
Why?
Helg serves the master Akshuva, the leader of the Zolgath army, in the siege tower itself.
Like, willingly or unwillingly?
They look to each other. Unwillingly, we assume. Helg was not of the number the Zolgaths brought from the Darklands. She joined the company surreptitiously. We do not know if it's willing or unwilling.
Well, here, I'll make you a deal. If they seem willing, we'll kill them for you. If not, we'll try to help them escape.
Let the eight of us go, and you will do as you want. And we will no longer care. When we leave, Helg is on her own.
Well, okay.
Kind of a dick move, bro.
Okay with that. Well, they just said that she wasn't with them originally, so they're not even part of the same group.
Fine. Still think it's kind of a dick move.
How do you want to remove the ghouls? If you want to try to just, like, lift one of the ghouls off the stakes, it would need an athletics check to do so.
Well, I figured we'd kill it first.
Yeah, why don't we just throw some cantrips at it?
I mean, they're level one creatures. There's...
Oh, God.
I bop them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's... Level one ghouls is keeping these guys here?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Know thy enemy, right?
They're just inextricably terrified of ghouls. So, Peach Pie, just go bop a few.
That sounds like he bops them all.
I'm gonna bop them all. They're ghouls.
And then just toss them off to the side.
They're undead. They're monsters. They don't even have... Well, they do have minds, I think.
I don't know that ghouls do.
I'm not sure ghouls do. They do in Starfinder. I'm not sure they do
They're intelligent. They have a intelligence bonus of one.
They're smarter than Moonlight.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit smarter than Moonlight.
Well, now they're also deader than Moonlight.
I like how we now associate intelligence with, like, where they are compared to Moonlight, which is almost always more intelligent. On a scale of Moonlight to the Wizard, how smart are they?
They're about a turtle.
About a turtle.
Actually, they're higher than Turtle. Wasn't Turtle a 10? Or a 0?
Turtle's
plus 0,
I think,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess that's pretty easy. Just bop them.
Yeah, you bop the ghouls. They're not difficult to kill. They're completely immobilized where they're at, and although they'll reach out and scratch at you if you get nearby, they have to roll a 20 on the die to even just hit you.
Jeb goes around.
Jebediah is using his Disrupt Undead for
once. Disrupt Undead.
Oh, yeah.
Disrupt Undead's a range. We don't even need to get close to
you. We don't even need to get close to them to Disrupt Undead. Easy. Then you have to...
I could roll a few more.
Knock them all out. You kill them all. They're all dead.
I guess Peach Pie goes around and, like, removes them from their state so that these guys... Because I'm assuming even dead, these guys are probably not going to want to go past them.
I start handing out cups of tea.
You have cups on you?
Probably. You gonna call me out on not having a tea kettle too? God damn it, Tyler.
Maybe.
It's called magic, Tyler. Jesus Christ.
Sitting on like 1,300 gold. You want me to teleport somewhere and buy a fucking tea kettle and cups for a gold?
Man, you're getting a pretty nice set for a gold, man. I'm telling you. Can you handle your chains, or do you need help with that?
Releasing us from our chains would be helpful for escaping unheard.
I'll help with that.
A bunch of thievery checks.
Yeah, basically thievery until it works.
Yep.
Here's a fun one. You know how my hammer can make things sentient and they do little tasks?
Oh?
What if I tap a lock and tell it to unlock?
That is... I can't see any reason why that wouldn't work.
Tyler, you're about to set a precedent on something.
I say, are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, man, he can only do it one time a day. So,
okay.
Once a day. And also, if they're magical, there has to be a counteract check that occurs. So not carte blanche, free unlock something once a day. You already have two of those, Ted. And it's not really quite unlocking as much as it is just making a new door.
Thinking outside the box.
Well, you can't make a new door here, so...
No, yeah, I mean, I'll let that slide. And the manacles are simple enough that you could tap one, it would come to life, and you could tell it to unlock it. It absolutely would. Yeah. You want to play that out?
Perfect. I'd do that.
So that's one of them. I have to do the
rest. Yeah, Moonlight's got to handle the rest.
While Moonlight's doing those, I hand them a cup of tea to each person. Each gug. Each person. So they can sip some tea while Moonlight unlocks their chains.
Wizard, do you have a little cup for me, perhaps?
Let me see. And I reach into one of my sleeves and pull out a nice little tiny teacup.
Oh, thank you, Wizard. This is delightful.
I just want to go ahead and point out, just because of the way that the gug's mouth is shaped, the first one just kind of... upends the tea.
No,
right over your head. It just goes straight into their mouth, and you hear this like scalding and.
No.
burns his throat.
Little bits at a time. That's too much. Too much.
Lift your pinky as well.
I want to go ahead and get while the unlocking is occurring, while the tea is being had.
This is marijuana tea, by the way.
Weed tea?
This is weed tea.
Does that work?
It's so many herbs I got on me. I'm pretty sure you can make weed tea.
Yeah, I would actually like to get a perception check from everyone in the form of a sense motive, please.
Are they going to eat Moonlight as soon as Moonlight gets them free? Moonlight gets a 41.
Moonlight with a 41... and even Peach Pie with a 36. Moonlight's getting to the last leg shackle on the 8th gug, and they're all starting to, like, tense up a little bit.
Son of a bitch.
Like, they're either going to run or they're going to attack as soon as you unlock that final manacle.
But they've had tea!
I was gonna say, they should be a little bit more passive at this point.
So here's what I would like. Because of the effort you've put into that, I would like for those contributing to give me a diplomacy, because that's what this is, straight out. Aids and Moonlight doing the main is fine for me.
No, thank you. I can do nothing but hurt things.
Yeah, but same, harm?
Same. I would prefer not to.
The DC to aid is 20.
Can't even make that.
Yeah,
which is why I think maybe Spencer's your best bet.
We could. Look at that.
But he critically succeeds, and he's a master. So that is that a plus 3?
Plus 3 circumstance bonus from Jebediah's diplomacy aid of 39. So your roll plus 3.
He's probably going to be higher than me. I get a 37 with the plus 3.
With the plus 3.
Okay. Sucker.
Sometimes it's better to roll better than to have a higher bonus, you know?
Moonlight, you get the last one unlocked. Do you say anything?
God, no, I'm kind of torn, because I don't want to do like an intimidate and ruin everything that we've just done. But I also kind of think that they would respect a little fear.
Sure. Well, and something to consider here, too, is that, you know, does Moonlight feel empathetic towards this? Or sympathetic towards their situation?
I mean, it was going to be more of a like a before, like sensing that they were tensing up, saying something like before I finish unlocking that last one, we're happy to help, but if you try anything, it will go poorly for you.
That last lock comes undone. They relax. They kind of visibly relax. Their shoulders go down. A couple of them were starting to start circle in, even like slowly sidle around the four of you as you're standing around. And then the one says, "We will honor our agreement today, surface dweller. I'd say consider yourself lucky, but I'm not so sure."
I mean, wouldn't you guys consider yourselves lucky that we showed up and freed you?
Truly.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the Zolgaths and their leader?
Arskuva. No, we don't interact with Arskuva. We bring materials when we are told to the siege tower and other disdainful tasks.
Okay.
Now you're free to go home.
Farewell. And they leave.
Hey, the next time I'm in the Darklands, we can have tea again. Wait, why would I go to the Darklands again?
Have you ever been?
Yeah, that's how I knew Kinjana.
Sounds like you've had an interesting past, the wizard.
I think I have.
Perhaps one day we can talk about it.
Perhaps one day I'll learn about it.
That would be an interesting day.
Agreed.
I find you quite fascinating, wizard.
I really hope we run into them again and we have tea. I hope they fucking remember me. Bring them in, Tyler. Build them into book five. We'll have a fucking tea party in the Darklands.
Just the Gugs and the wizard.
I don't know why on Wednesday I decided tea was a thing. Like,
now it is.
It's never been brought up before. Now I fucking drink tea.
I mean, I would imagine the wizard's like, oh, you have tea one time, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I fucking love this shit. And then you just keep having it more and more. It's like rediscovering yourself one moment at a time is such a cool concept. Ted, take a hero point. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a hero point. Can we search all these tents, see if there's anything valuable or magical around here?
Absolutely you can, and absolutely there is nothing of value. It's all mold, fungus in the middle. Almost what looks like it could be a fire pit, but it's just some mold pit. Certainly this is what they've been eating from. Inside of the huts themselves, there are four huts, and there's just, you know, bed straws for two large aberrations in each one.
Maybe I should have given them some munchies.
So, we kind of took care of most of the stuff that was on our list other than the siege tower, right?
That's correct.
Like in one night?
All of your strike targets at the Zolgath camp, minus the siege tower, have now been neutralized.
Do we take out the siege tower tonight, too?
I don't know if we should go that far.
I mean, we don't really want them to get a chance to rebuild. And
true.
It's always possible they go recapture the T-Rexes. We did have a decent amount of the Zolgaths distracted by that, and they could always come back to the siege tower and fortify.
Let's go set it to burn.
How far is the siege tower from us?
You could get there, depending on your approach, within probably a half an hour. At this point, it's probably around...
Fuck.
That's
close.
Let's say it's like 3:30, 4 a.m.
I was going to say, if it's further than that, I do have four phantom steeds prepared.
Yeah, but that's not very far.
It's not even worth using them for half an hour, though.
It's not very far. And one very important thing to note here is that most of the spots that you've been striking are kind of on the edge of the camps where the clutches are camped. The majority or the most heavily populated section of the camps are closer to the siege tower. Even though reports show that the distance between the siege tower and the clutches' individual camps are still enough of a distance apart to create separation, both visually and spatially, as far as line of sight is concerned.
I mean, it's still nighttime, too. We could just fly to the top of the siege tower and say fuck Tyler and go top to bottom on it. Bypass all those camps. I saw Tyler's face, and it was either like, stop, you guys will get fucked if you do it, or it was a fuck you guys for doing that.
It was one of the two.
I'm turning my camera off.
We go invis and fly our way in. If there's not a door, I make a door.
I'm decent on spells. Got like 3 level 7s, 2 level 6s, and 3 5s. How are you doing, Jeb?
I've used 2 level 2s, a level 5, and a level 7.
I think we're pretty good. I mean, maybe it's a little cocky, but this is how we die going out with a bang, right, guys?
I'm fucking ready.
Do you have the ability to, of resource expenditure to get to the top of the tower while invisible? Is that a thing that's possible?
I swap one of my 6th level spells, take dragon form, cast invisibility sphere on myself, dragon form.
And we ride the dragon.
Myself into a dragon while invisibility sphere is active, and then grab everybody and fly them up.
Would that work? That would totally work. Polymorph doesn't cancel things.
Nope. I mean, obviously, Moonlight would ride me. I would grab Peach Pie and Jeb in my hands. Turtle's gonna have to be miniaturized.
I was gonna say, Turtle can even go mini, too.
One thing is dragon form only lasts 1 minute. Oh, I can do... I'm an idiot. 100-foot flying speed. I'm pretty sure we can fly there pretty quick.
So we need to invisibility sphere from when we get to the edge of the camps, correct?
Yep, and then I can just continue to maintain that invisibility sphere.
And then when we get close to the tower...
My dragon form flies up there.
You dragon form, we fly up there.
Yep. So instead of burning a 3rd level invisibility sphere, I'm going to have to burn my drain bonded item to recall my 5th level invisibility sphere. Because I don't think we can pull it off in 10 minutes, especially if we have to move slower during invisibility sphere to stay together. But I did the math. I can fly 3,000 feet in a minute, so...
So you'll basically be dropping out of dragon form as you get to the top of the tower.
Correct. My boots of bounding doesn't affect my fly speed, right? And fleet?
If it just says speed, it is only referring to your land speed.
Oh. Let's see. Speed from movement types. Whenever a rule mentions your speed without specifying a type, it's referring to your land speed.
So neither of those would increase your fly speed.
Correct.
Okay. I was hoping for 110, but whatever. Do we get up to the camp using invisibility sphere? Or get up to where we need to be?
We need to make a skill check on that, and only because we need something to get you through the camp. So I'm going to give you the option. You can either do a group perception on this in some way, or Jeb can do survival. Give me some way that you would get through the camp. Now, things to note about the camp. The closer you get, of course, that overwhelming Zolgath stench. It's big, it's here, it's palpable.
We already passed the check. We're good. We're good for 24 hours.
It's true.
Right?
It's true. The camp isn't entirely sleeping. There are still some ruckus Zolgaths that are up. Some of them are sparring. There's the occasional fight that breaks out. They eat loudly. They talk loudly. And they do basically everything at an 11. They're not packed tight together when it comes to in between the clutches. So you feel like you could weave your way through there. You just need to make sure you're not accidentally tripping something. How would you do that?
I feel like stealth checks are like the...
I was more thinking of like search or investigate.
There's my avoid notice check, 36.
All right, the 36 and avoid notice. Won't let you searching.
So yeah, the way I picture this, like the wizard is like leading us and the rest of us are just kind of like huddled up, keeping an eye out for anything going on.
Makes sense to me.
All right. Well, let's get the perception checks out then.
I get a 39.
Moonlight gets a natural one.
All right. While you're going along, the wizard's trying to, you know, make sure that everybody is encapsulated within the invisibility sphere. Little Turtle is prancing around in the sphere, batting at fireflies in the night. You're all making your way across, and the sounds around you are loud, and you hear the clatter of something over there and a fire springing to life. You get past where the clutches are camped together, and you see the big ring and the space of the welt between the camps and the siege tower. At the base of the siege tower is a raging bonfire. It's huge. So there's this massive fire. next to the three-story incomplete siege tower.
Dragon form!
I think we should get closer.
We get closer.
Let's get a little closer. The dragon shifts. You're far enough away from anybody for that spellcasting to be heard. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. The invisibility sphere has a duration. You don't need to sustain it, correct?
Correct.
Because realistically, Moonlight is small. Turtle is
tiny.
Turn him tiny. Okay, so, I mean, the two of us are almost negligible to a large dragon.
It's basically Jeb and Peach Pie. They're the real weight.
So the question would be, can I pick them each up in one hand?
I am not about to type that into Google.
What? You got me
juvenile curious. Companion. Just gonna go to Easy Tools.
Go directly to Easy Tool, man.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I think my favorite part about that spell is the second she makes a hostile action, she becomes her own size. So, like, I'm just, like, holding her, and she, like, just jumps out and slowly just gets bigger. Turtle's just gonna walk over to Moonlight and expecting Moonlight to get on.
And Moonlight's now like, no, you can ride me, because you're now small enough to ride me.
They're probably pretty satisfying, clawing up a tree.
It would be.
He gets stuck in the branches.
It's a cat on a scratching post.
Ow, 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 ow.
Just
ow.
Tearing at you.
So you fly your way up to the tower top. Now, the top of the siege tower is, as I've said, unfinished. Most of its walls are complete and covered with hides, but the wooden superstructure to support a roof isn't yet covered. So you can basically fly right in the top of the roof.
How high up is the top?
About 40 feet up.
Okay.
I kind of want to jump off and float down, but I suppose I wouldn't be invisible
That's
anymore
the
then.
Fucking point.
So that I land after you guys land and start fighting.
We're invisible.
Wizard, do you just, like, swoop in and
just
drop everybody off at the top?
Yeah.
The top of the siege tower seems to be unoccupied. There are three coils of knotted rope tied to the superstructure to provide an easy way to rappel down the outside of the tower. They're looped around a post. But otherwise, there's nothing here.
We should cut those ropes so nothing can climb up here.
Ooh, good thought.
But they're up here. They don't... No one can climb up here if they're up here.
Oh, are the ropes not, like, dangling down already?
No, they're not. They're up here.
Never mind then. Never mind then.
They're for a quick rappel, which means we could use them or you guys could. I don't need them to get down.
I mean, I'm just going to dragon form us back out, probably. Or fucking teleport us back out.
I just meant, like, if we were, like, running away for some reason. But although if we cut them and then somebody was running away and tried to, like, grab one and jump off, they'd just fall to the bottom. That would be pretty funny.
The smoke from this bonfire just outside is a pillar of black soot. It smells pretty bad, too. It looks like they're burning carcasses in there, as well as large chunks of wood and other things. They're keeping it hot. You can even see out that there are several Zolgaths who look like they're straight-backed. They have shields. They have maces, plate mail. They look combat-ready. These look like trained, seasoned warriors. And they're keeping this...
That means they actually take showers?
Flame stoked.
How far away is it?
It's about 90 feet away from the edge of the tower. There's some creaking that happens on the floor.
We are still invisible.
You made some sound there. But you feel like maybe the fire outside is providing enough physical noise to prevent it from being that noticeable. Aside from the ropes tied to the post... There's a ramp leading down on the far side of this unfinished roof.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a ramp, I think. We just keep walking. I mean, we're invisible still.
Yeah.
Check out the next level.
Walking down. As you climb your way down the ramp, it creaks underfoot. Shrouds of canvas subdivide this large room. This is the first completed room you've encountered. What? Seems to be the second story of the siege tower. And there are nests of hay and moss that are visible in the corners. There are ramps that lead up and down. And I want everybody to give me a perception check.
A lot.
Wow. I was going to say, you should iterate that you got a nat 20 on that, too.
I did get a nat 20 on that.
I'll follow up his nat 20 with a natural 1.
I'll also get a nat 20 and get it higher than feature 5.
Oh, wow.
That's a total of 42.
As you make your way down here, you hear breathing. Just like the faint... And it's coming from somewhere in here. You're not entirely certain where. But standing in the middle of the room as you kind of turn around the first shrouded canvas and push it aside, you see this creature. It looks like it is a Zolgath. Maybe was a Zolgath. It's standing still using its big, long, two-handed double flail as support. But its entrails are spilling out. Its skull looks like it's peeling apart.
This motherfucker is gruesome.
And he stands there.
Well, do we start fighting shit?
Yeah.
Start fighting shit, start having stuff funnel up to us. I love a good funnel.
Like funnel cake?
I think it's time.
With three AoE casters, funnels are fun.
With the nat 20s on the die, both Peach Pie and... Moonlight, you say you heard that breathing, but also it is not coming from the thing standing in the middle of the room. The thing standing in the middle of the room looks dead, propped up almost.
Would you say undead?
It's possible. You need to get a little bit closer.
I'll bet it actually is dead, and some like invisible monster is holding it and be like, look, I'm a Zolgath. Har, 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 har.
Do you go deeper in?
That's what she said.
No, I just throw a little disrupt undead at it just to make sure.
Yeah, do it.
Hostile action is gonna end our invisibility. Please don't.
Oh.
Yeah, but so is a round of combat. So as soon as we start fighting, it's gonna end.
I mean, so you guys don't see whatever's making the breathing sound at all?
Apparently we just hear it.
Just hear it right now.
Do you say that to me?
Yes, I guess. Do you hear the breathing?
Yes.
No.
I don't see anything that's breathing.
Where is it coming from?
Where is it coming from?
Under the ramp, perhaps?
The one that we're on?
Yeah.
From under the ramp that we're on.
Okay, let's go take a peek under the ramp.
Okay.
So as you walk by, pretty darn close to this...
I stealthily creep around to take a look. Taking my goddamn time.
You pass by this creature in front of you and they don't twitch, they don't move, they do nothing. They stand statue still. As you go to under the ramp, behind one of the canvases, you see laid down in here is a Gug sleeping.
Hey guys, isn't this their Gug friend?
I make a medicine check on this Zolgath. Is it actually just dead?
Wizard, the Gug is wearing a medallion around a leather cord around her neck. You heard the other Gugs call Helg a her. And around her neck is a bearded lizard with three spiked tails.
Oh, goddamn it. That's fucking what's the old god thing? Old one, not old god, old one thing.
Bokrug.
And she's sleeping away. Peach Pie, as you get closer, give me the medicine check.
I get a 24.
A 24, it doesn't take much. This thing isn't alive. It's not undead either, though.
Talk to the Gug, aren't they friends?
Wait, that Gug has like a spell book and scrolls on it?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That does. Intrigues me greatly.
Steals that shit off of them before they can wake up.
Moonlight, they have a spellbook. Can you get the spellbook for me?
Like how?
I don't know. They're stealthy.
Telekinetic projectile it away?
Can you telekinetic projectile it at me? I'll take the damage.
You're going to need a thievery check if you want to do that.
Oh, I can't fucking do that. Also, what good would it... I mean, I don't care. It's the scrolls that I don't want the person to have.
I want all of it. It's all magic.
Well, yes, but once we kill them, we'll get it. But the scrolls they might use against us.
But what if we don't kill it? Isn't this the Gug's friend?
Coup de grace!
If it's wearing a medallion to Bokrug, I doubt it.
But what if the medallion is magical and it's controlling it?
I say as I literally have a medallion of Bokrug hanging off of my leaf branches, along with Zeb Gavazeb and a lot of other
That's
gods.
Fine. It's the fucking Abadar one I don't like.
I mean, we could...
The one golden key.
We had this discussion. Abadar's not that bad.
Do we want to, like... I don't know. I'm this thing's fucking sleeping in front of us and we're invisible. I'm sure we could grapple it and just fucking murder it.
Coup de grace is not a thing.
No, but grapple is a thing. Pinning it down since it's already on the ground is a thing.
Throwing it off the tower is a thing.
That's not going to do a lot. That doesn't do that much damage. It's like 25. Right. It's like 25 damage.
Is this a female Gug? Did they go out of their way to put tits on a Gug?
They definitely put tits on this Gug and a midriff.
Why am I turned on?
I was kind of thinking, actually kind of sexy in a little weird way.
Strangely aroused.
Strangely aroused by this Gug. Oh shit, this bitch is large even.
Jaw.
Aren't all Gugs large?
They are. Well, I mean, all ones that you would normally encounter.
I have nothing I can do. I really don't.
I'll just smash her in the knot head with my hammer.
I feel like there's better approaches than that. But if that's the approach we take, that's cool.
Disintegrator.
That'd be cool if I had it.
I guess that would be a different approach.
I never even prepared it today.
She's a caster. Get the two people with attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity next to her.
Yeah.
She's like sleeping in the corner here behind the shroud.
Stay within
canvas.
10 feet of the wizard. Yeah.
Why are we just jumping into this thing's aggressive? Why couldn't it be another slave?
I already said that.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe this thing in the middle is a ghoul that's keeping it...
Like, scared.
Scared?
Maybe it's considered a ghoul.
I kill the thing in the middle. I go up to the thing in the middle, and I hit it in the head.
You're going to have to go down and around.
Oh, so it's going down to the right.
Yeah, so you have to go down
so
to the
we have
right,
to go down, and then through, and then through curtain. This curtain.
Yep, and then...
Then right next to this thing.
Yep, you have to pass directly next to this thing. Like, adjacent... To get to where the curtain to where the Gug is.
Wizard, make a medicine or religion check on this thing.
I'll make a religion check. Medicine's not a thing for me.
What would a medicine check do? Oh, on the dead thing?
On the, like, dead looking thing. Jesus Christ, people.
That would be my third nat one in a row.
In a row?
No. I had a perception check of 12 in there. I had nat one, 12, nat one, nat one.
Well then.
Fuck it, I move out of the sphere and I swing at this fucking dead, undead thing. This thing that looks like it's dead.
Jeb appears from out, getting 10 feet, 15 feet away from the wizard, steps out and slashes at this Zolgath standing in the middle, and it cuts its belly open, and its entrails just start spilling out. It doesn't move an inch.
I mean, like, it has no, like, it's still, like, holstered up, even though I fucking...
Yeah, it's still standing there.
I chop its head off. With my axe.
Give me an attack roll, then.
29.
Planking.
29. I'm going to...
26! Oh, sorry. Whatever flat-footed is.
Reduce AC.
Flat-footed on this guy that's not moving.
Not moving. You cut at it, but you don't slice through the scales and the bone of the Zolgath body. But you cut a good gouge into its neck. And as soon as you do that, there... this movement. The Gug is standing... And the Gug stands and pushes the curtain aside and sees Jebediah.
I look at the Gug.
A dwarf. You must speak common.
Yeah.
What are you doing to my puppets?
I'm just making sure it's dead. It's disgusting.
It was the leader of this army.
Oh, and you fucking killed him?
Oh, fuck. She's actually the leader.
Yes.
Nice.
The wiz says that while invisible.
There's more of you here.
I say I'm glad to see you. We freed all your other Gug friends.
Ah, you freed the slaves that traveled from the Darklands with the armies.
We had a tea party.
Strange. What are you doing here? You must be from the village. I hear the generals... Speaking of you frequently.
Yeah, we're here to take down the tower.
It's weird because we've never heard of you. Helg?
Helg the Gulg?
My peers told you my name.
Oh, we do know her name? Oh.
I just called her by her name.
Helg eats the eaters, as I call myself.
Yeah, we're not eaters, though, so you're good.
It's a little presumptuous to give yourself a nickname.
I gave myself a name.
I've earned my title, have I not?
Other than the fact that we don't know who you are, except for name, I don't think you've really earned your title.
I mean, you've been hiding behind a puppet.
And a curtain, underneath stairs. What are you, Harry Potter?
You don't even have a fucking... I think I got some pillows if you need a fucking pillow, Jesus.
I swing at the troglodyte again.
Just cuts into it. Stop destroying it. What are you here for?
I already told you, we're gonna kill everything in this tower.
Wait, did we decide that?
In the siege tower?
No, we just need to destroy the siege tower.
Then if it happens that we kill everyone in it.
Sorry, the dwarf is confused.
No,
I
don't understand. Why? Is it because we're coming after the village?
We gotta figure out what we're doing here. Are we destroying the siege tower, or are we killing everybody in the siege tower? Are we doing both?
Whatever comes first.
I would think destroying the siege tower would kind of result in killing everybody inside of it.
I mean, we could let everybody out of the siege tower and then destroy the siege tower.
Everybody out! We're taking the tower down!
I have a proposal for you.
You know, you're not part of this conversation.
You are not part of the circus.
She crosses all four of her arms and just stands back then.
What's the proposal, eater of eaters?
Moonlight, what are we doing?
I actually am curious about this proposal. We already spared some gugs. What's one more?
You're here to defend the village, yes?
Well, yes, of course. Why else would we be here?
And like the island and stuff.
The Zul'gaths are here, and she gestures out one of the open windows from the side that looks like an archer's slit, and points to the Aeon Tower, the Marshstone Tower. The Zul'gaths are here for the orb that they believe is in the tower. We've been shut out. They believe the siege tower is designed to break into it. That is not my goal. I search for something below the city.
Like a statue to Bokrug?
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, that's one of those.
And the statue is really cool.
Visions of that statue have been in my dreams since my childhood.
I got lost.
My intention is to take the statue from this place where nobody cares for the great Bokrug any longer. Take it into the Darklands and start my own covenant.
It's really big and heavy. I don't know if you can move it.
I mean, I could try to teleport it.
She pulls out her spellbook and she opens it and flips through it and settles on a page and says, I've developed a ritual to shrink this object. The only thing the siege tower needs to do is to hold off the defenders of the village long enough for me to pull the statue from where it's held.
The statue's underground. Why would you need a siege tower? A siege tower goes up, not down.
It's meant to be a distraction.
Well, you should just go in the back door then, Jesus.
I want to say the Gug cocks its eyes, its eyebrow at you, but it doesn't really have those to speak.
It cocks its huge gaping maw of a head.
Or also still invisible and just like talking to this thing.
Helg eats the eaters has accepted this as part of our conversation.
So you just want the statue?
Ah, yes. If you fetch the statue for me, I will take it with me to the Darklands and direct the Zul'gaths wherever you please me to direct them. Disband them.
We want them to go back to the Darklands, too.
Hold up. You saying we give you a statue, we get an army of Zul'gaths?
I will command the armies to do whatever you wish to do with them.
Like follow the Circus of Wonders. Follow Moonlight's orders.
Oh, our circus is gonna stink.
I think that might be a little out of sorts. They have a innate vendetta for you.
Wizard, I really expected you to be more interested in this ritual.
I mean, I am. I mean, that's why I'm going with it. I'm saying we'll get her the statue. That'll be interesting in itself, but also an army of Zolgaths sounds like fun.
I don't think we're going to get an army of Zolgaths.
I'm still working towards that.
Your presence makes my goal difficult. If it were just the village, then this would have been the best course of action. But with your presence, negotiating is the best course of action.
I really don't think your siege would have worked very well for what you're going for. Trying to find the entrance would have been very bad.
I have intelligence that says it is under the general store.
Yeah, that's accurate.
How are you getting intelligence on the town?
The Gug's giant head smirks. I have my ways.
You're one of those divination people, aren't you?
Just as I know that you assisted in all of the town's defenses. You disappeared for some time when their local law enforcement, all four hands, air quote, rescue.
So you think of them as well as we do.
I turned the leader of them small for a day.
That's pretty funny.
I have no interest in your human social constructs.
Hey, I take offense to that. I'm not human. He's not human.
I'm a dwarf.
They're not human.
I'm really intrigued by this. We get rid of the statue, which I think could be a possible corruption to the city, and this tower is no longer an issue because we can get rid of it. You could get rid of it for us.
Yes. It would not be difficult to...
If it just happens to get caught on fire, you know, or something.
There are many ways.
If you ordered them to go back to the Darklands, you think they would? Or are they too bent on destroying the... getting the orbs?
That varies greatly. Our Skuva here that you are hacking to pieces is working for now, but there are those who are suspicious and grow more suspicious by the day.
I mean, their innards are kind of spilling out. That makes sense.
I intended on waking up early to mend them.
That's probably a good call. Moonlight, do you think we can trust the Gug?
Sense motive, if you want.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
He seems sincere.
We lose the element of surprise that we currently have.
I mean, it's already sort of lost. We're talking to them.
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to come in this way again.
Something else has happened.
Jim, you rolled what on your perception to sense motive?
A natural 20 to get a 42.
You sense sincerity. They believe that they can get what they need easier if they have you get it for them. And the way that they're talking, or that she's talking so far, it almost seems like she even wants to, like, be rid of the weight of having to run this army, too. Like, she's ready for this to be over. She wants the statue. She wants to get going. Y'all have been making it more difficult on her.
So, the Zolgaths think this creature here is still the leader? They don't know about you?
Yes.
God, these things are stupid.
She chuckles.
Yes, they are very stupid.
So we don't necessarily have a good way of getting the statue to you, though, but what if we got you to the statue?
No, you need to learn the ritual from the Gug.
I will teach you the shrink ritual.
I'll take that.
You can keep it. In fact, I have many things that are useful for a spellcaster of your talents. We could make trades.
I'm intrigued.
You show me your spellbook and I'll show you mine.
Wizard, are you gonna fuck this Gug?
God, the wizard would totally fuck the Gug.
You would fuck the Gug.
Yeah. Of course.
Fuck the Gug.
A necromancer, more specifically, but yes.
No, we never would have guessed a necromancer. Like, they can't see this, but Moonlight looks at the undead creature next to them.
Two hands out, like, look at the undead thing.
are we putting this to a vote, or are we just letting Moonlight decide? Because I'm all for it.
So where would we meet you with the statue? Obviously, coming back all the way back here would be very difficult.
If you find it difficult to return back here, I suppose I could meet you at a predetermined location outside of this town.
It's not difficult to get back here. It's just kind of annoying because we have to, like, you know, move through all the camps, and there's always the possibility someone finds us. I mean, if we trust her enough, I'd be fine with us coming back here. I'd be fine with burning the spells again. And that way I could maybe spend a little bit of time here to learn some shit.
We can be vague. You just want to do like a mile northeast of town. Helg's fucking smart. Tell her where you want to meet her and she'll meet you there.
Oh, hold up. Is she smarter than me? Both Ted and the Wiz care. Is she smarter than me?
What's your modifier?
Plus 5.
This is plus 6.
Fuck.
She's probably level 15 and got that extra ability boost.
Oh, bingo. She also has a 7 strength, so, you know, there's that. She's stronger than she's smart, and she's fucking smart.
I thought you meant, like, 7 score, and I'm like, sweet, I have her by 1 on strength. Nope,
plus 7.
She's got triple my strength. All the Wiz cares about now is copying spells, learning magic.
Deal with the neutral evil Gug to make it happen? Yeah. Necromancer. She kinda hot.
Yeah, she got some biceps.
Yes.
She would wreck you.
Yeah, she would. I'm gonna need more than a night to copy some spells. Let's just come back here so I can have some time to copy some shit, too.
Let her keep going with whatever it is.
I mean, if we trust her enough, I will literally come deliver the shit myself and you guys can stay at the circus. And I'll just fucking teleport out of there if I got to. She can probably give us the path of least resistance to get here too, so we don't have to fucking avoid notice on the way here.
She could even go as far as to, if you pick a specific time of day to order scouts and patrols away from a certain section of camp so that you can just use the invisibility sphere and just waltz through. Or crude disguises, even. So, what is the decision?
High-level spells aren't cheap, and they're hard to find. I want some spells.
You want some necromancer spells?
I want any kind of spell she's got to offer. I worship fucking Nethys.
Give me the spells, all the spells.
All the spells, please. I wouldn't mind some alone time with her as well.
Moonlight wouldn't say this, like, in front of her, but okay, if we just killed her, you could have as much time with the spellbook as you wanted.
And her.
I mean, I thought we were past killing
Whoa!
I'm true neutral. You want to kill her, let's fucking kill her. But I thought we were going the path of helping her.
I'm torn because it seems like a lot of work to help her.
Eh. She teaches
me. I'm going to go back to town, shrink the thing, go back out here.
I teleport back to town, we shrink the thing, grab it, teleport back, come back in invisible, give it to her. Done. Literally, it'd take a day.
But we could also just kill her right now.
But then we have to deal with the Zul'gath. She can tell the Zul'gath to go home.
I don't think they would just go home.
Perhaps they wouldn't.
But I want to learn a ritual to the shrink shit.
I mean, if you're a bunch of zealots, you don't just go home.
Aw, the crazy mouth lady told us to go home.
Well, no. The totally not undead leader told them to go home.
If the Zul'gath don't want to go back home, would you help us dispose of them? If we got you the statue.
The infighting between the clutches is so prominent, scattering them across the aisle into smaller, manageable clumps. They could be dealt with at another time, or your metropolis of, what's the name, Absalom. Perhaps they can dispatch their armies to address them individually. Why is this your problem?
That's what I've been fucking saying.
Because we're the Circus of Wayward Wonders.
I hate it when I identify with the villain more than the people.
Dude, I've been identifying with the Zul'gath the entire fucking time. As soon as I found out
that is true.
Aridin's a fucking dick.
Fucking Aridin.
Fucking Aridin. Do you need time to decide your course?
No, we're gonna go teleport home, get your statue, let's go.
It's decided then.
Well, attempt to teleport directly back here tomorrow, but...
I mean, we can do it invisible. It's not a big deal.
If any Zolgaths attack in our absence before this deal has been completed, we're going to kill you, villain.
That's debatable.
Not Bernard's got it.
Bernard doesn't speak for the party.
Bernard. Jesus Bernard. Christ, people.
Bernard. Bernard doesn't speak for the party. I wink at her while still invisible.
She doesn't see it.
Okay. All right, we leave. So she kind of like, she rolls her shoulders back and cracks her neck and walks over to our Scuva, does a couple of waves and gestures, and then entrails slowly start putting themselves back into place in its stomach. Line slowly closes across the slash Jebediah put in. She's mending the body for use and doing a decent job from what you can see. Let's say she's going to take the next 2 hours to go through the ritual twice, teaching the wizard how to do it. You can take any object that you have on you and make a miniature version of it just to prove that you know it. Do you reveal yourself to her at any point?
I mean, I feel like I would have for her to teach us everything.
Yeah, you would have to.
As a dragon?
Well, I mean, in two hours, the invisibility would wear off anyways.
Dragon form's been gone for a while.
Afterwards, Helg is going to take one of the scrolls at her side and hand it back to the wizard. If you can teleport back to me, use this as something to focus on. Maybe you will return right to the spot you need, regardless of where I am. I can waylay the Zolgaths for 3 to 4 days as we... And again, with all four hands, air quote, reinforce the places that you've taken out and recover from the damage that I know, have no doubt that you caused before coming to me tonight.
Oh yeah, we took out the fiends and your dinosaur pens on the outskirts of... You know, you'll find out.
I'm sure I can prevent any further incursion on the town of Willowside for the next 48 hours. Return to me after that time with the statuette, and then we shall retreat back to the Darklands.
Return to you after 48 hours?
That would be best. After 48 hours, it may be possible in order to placate the entire army. They don't handle inaction very well.
All right, let's go do this shit.
Freeing Gug slaves, having tea with those Gugs, making deals with powerful Gugs who somehow are the leaders of the Zolgath army, teleporting back down to the water caves to steal a statue of Bokrog for a Gug, all just another day in the Circus of Wayward Wonders. What Guggy things will we do next time? Find out as we continue the Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.